Good morning, church. Lovely all to see you again. That was a wonderful worship, wasn't it? I think Joe deserves a round of applause for that. Yeah, he can do more than just play a guitar. But yeah, that was beautiful. So today I just want to start off talking to you guys. Well, the title of my message is Expectation Overload. And I want to start with the scripture, Jesus walking on water in Matthew 14, verse 22. So the scripture starts and it says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up to the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was alone. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." So the title of my message sort of came from our theme or series message with the youth. So I lead the youth, for those that don't know, for those that are here today that are new, welcome. And we've been talking about knowing God, God as your heavenly Father and his will. Along that, we kind of spoke about managing your expectations. And at first, I thought it was quite a heavy topic maybe to bring to the youth. So our youth ranges from 14 to 18. I think that's a bit better. Yeah? it ranges from 14 to 18. And we spoke about managing your expectations. And I kind of thought to myself at that age, what were the questions that I was asking God? And around about 14, which is not that long ago, I don't think it's that long ago, about 10 years ago, but if you ask any of the youth, they'll tell you, they think I'm pretty old. 10 years ago seems quite far away from them. So I can't imagine some of the people in the room, how you must feel if they're calling me old, but it's okay. And we talked about, yeah, thank you. Hello? That's better. Sounds nicer. And yeah, so we discussed managing your expectations. And why I brought this today is because I thought it's quite relevant with Christians, young and old. So we have a lot of expectations on people. We have a lot of expectations on ourselves. And we have a lot of misplaced expectations sometimes on God. And this is something as a Christian that we struggle with, and it's something that God doesn't want us to struggle with. So in this scripture, after the Lord replied to Peter, he said, "Come." Then Peter got down on the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when he climbed into the water, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And so I began to think about, you know, some of the expectations at that age, 14, that I had on God, and I had a lot of questions. You know, I couldn't understand. I heard about this loving God in Sunday school and stuff. But then I was like, how can I fear God and love God at the same time? It doesn't make sense. So growing up, my dad was a pretty scary guy. If you see him now, he's very smiley. He's got a mask on. You can't see. But when I feared him, deep down I loved him, but I didn't love him in that moment. So I couldn't understand. So I asked God and I cried to God. I said, God, you know, you have to show me what this means to fear you and to love you at the same time. Because I had my own expectations for who God should be, who God is. And why I believe this is relevant is because sometimes our expectations are misplaced where God is supposed to be. And so when Peter walked on the water, so it didn't specify his reasons for walking on water. Sadly, the only account for Peter walking on water was in Matthew. Thank God for Matthew, who was very particular and very detailed. But chances are he could have asked for God to call him out to the water because he wanted to draw closer to him. And so when Peter sank, he considered the things that are around him. He considered the wind and what he was facing against him. But nevertheless, he was the only disciple at the time to ask God, Lord, if it's you, call out to me. And so Hebrews 12, verse 2 to 3 says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So when people let you down, or when people don't necessarily know how to answer your questions about God, about anything, when they don't come through the way you expected them to, maybe when they weren't the parents that they thought you would be, maybe they weren't the leader that you thought they would be, that's when it's time to consider him who endured opposition for sinners so that you will draw, so you will not draw weary or lose heart or sink. And Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, now unto him you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. So only he can fill that position. And sometimes we put people there in the position where God is supposed to be because we can't see God. So it's hard to relate to him sometimes. So Deuteronomy 29:29 verse says, the secret things belong to the Lord, our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the law, words of the law. Amen. So I like this scripture because God talks about the secret things being revealed unto his children. And one revelation that came to mind is if he has revealed something to his children, that means that he has given us the ability to change our circumstance. So whatever expectation came with the circumstance that you are in, he is giving you the ability to change it. And, you know, you can see this in science. He can see this in technology, how everything has evolved. But it's not anything new. It's not like something, you know, dropped out of the sky and, you know, iPhones dropped out of the sky or the thought. He placed everything that we needed to evolve, to grow, to change our circumstance, to change the way we relate to each other. He did that before in the beginning of time. Amen. He's given us all those resources. But he wanted our children, he wanted his children to just go beyond, to expect from him, and he gave us. Ecclesiastes says this, and it says, I love Ecclesiastes because it's very, like, repetitive, and it says, there's nothing new under the sun. So there's nothing new to God. Your circumstance is not new. And the solution to those circumstances is not new either. It's not going to drop out of the sky. The solution is there, and the solution is Jesus Christ. Amen. So when he's revealed these things to us, and there's certain things, like he says, the secret things are revealed, but which means there are certain things that are not revealed to us, and that's purposeful. So me and a friend of mine were talking about, you know, transportation or teleportation, whatever you call it. And we thought, gosh, wouldn't it be cool, like, if we could transport? Like, when is somebody going to learn to get us to, like, Bali in 20 minutes, right? And then it came to mind, like, you know, there's certain things that God doesn't want us fiddling around. He doesn't want us to disturb his work or what he ordered in this world. So there's certain things he's kept to himself so that there is order. But that's because God hasn't allowed these things, or God hasn't allowed us to maybe discover these things, is because we wouldn't be where we should be and not where we need to be. Can you imagine, like, a lunch break and we're all in Bali 1 minute? But you are called to be where you are right now, wherever that is, wherever that, although it may not meet your expectation of what you thought it would be, you are called to be there. So when you find yourself in a place of expecting, rather than feeling overwhelmed with disappointment or an expectation of what you thought it would be, ask yourself why God put you there, because he is giving you everything you need. And I like the story of Jesus walking on the water specifically, because Peter, out of all the disciples, chose to ask God, challenge God, or whatever you want to call it. If it's you, call me out. And I like a pastor said this, and he said, God is not obligated to us beyond an opportunity. So each disciple had an opportunity to walk on water with Jesus, which is pretty much the coolest miracle there is, I think. But they didn't, but Peter did. Though he sank because he considered the wind around him, for that moment, he walked on water with God. And so beyond our expectations from God, maybe it's time to think about what God expects from us. To think about maybe if he's placed you in that place to serve. You know, it's easy sometimes when I'm talking to my sister, I'm like, God, if this person tries me at work, I swear, you know, Lord, the way she's treating your child, I'm a child of you. So you think you're a child of God, they shouldn't be treating me this way. And he says, serve. If they say something bad, say something good about them. If you need something, give. And this is, you know, evident throughout scripture about sowing and harvest. God says there's principles in the law. In this law, there's principles on the earth. When you sow, there's seed time and harvest. So if you need to, you know, be in a place whereby you want to go up, you want to progress, you want to move, but God has called you to serve at that time, put some of God's principles in motion. And finally, let go of your expectations you set on yourself from people and cling on to the one who immeasurably wants to do more than you can think, and fix your eyes on him. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And I just want to invite Varana to join me and to finish and to really get this message through. Thank you.